this is the thing about it.
Yeah.
It's not good nude. I mean, this guy is a zombie.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's not like sexy nude or something like that. It's this terrible monster who's like, I'm coming for you. And you're like, oh, God.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. Welcome to Wednesday. That sure did come quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I have a new segment. I have a new segment today I'm adding, and you don't know about it.
No.
It's a surprise. It's not going to be all the time, just when I feel like it, you know, just kind of like what I like to do. It's going to be called Cringe But Committed, okay? Cringe But
what?
Committed.
So. I thought that was just our show.
It is. So that's why we tailored it that much more.
Dialing in the cringe. You're like, yes. Now we're going to make it a segment. People are like, I thought that was like the entire premise of your podcast.
The fun factor we do on Friday. I mean, there is a lot of cringe in there as well. So mm-hmm. I figured, why don't I just make a segment that's not on Friday? Because I know you love that fun factory. And so do I. And so does everybody else. So I figured, why don't I just add another little segment to it, to the week. So just to say, hey, this is what you're going to get on Friday. This is a little test taste or taste test. Which one is it? Taste test?
Taste test.
It's a taste test. Taste. I always say test taste.
No, it's
not
a
weird?
Taste test. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am.
Okay. I want proof. All right,
I don't know how I can provide it.
If you want to test taste some good stuff, some good food, I want to thank Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab for sponsoring the show. You guys rock. There's another shirt. Have you double wore a shirt yet that says she's wearing an Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab shirt? Okay.
This is
you
my
have
husband's.
That many?
I have that many. This
okay.
is my husband's.
Do, 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 do. That's your husband's. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, cool. Looks very nice on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I didn't realize Peter was that small. Wow.
No, it's big.
That was a compliment,
I just
Molly.
In.
That was a compliment.
Yeah. I'm not going to allow that happening. I'm not going to allow you to compliment him like that.
All right. Go there. Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Get some Doner kebabs. They have, what's that, meat and potatoes. I want to go grab some of those later today with kebab meat and the potatoes. And they also have curry fries. You just go there and... be excited about it because it is like this is the Dundee location.
Yes.
It does remind me of growing up in Europe and where we would go after the bars is these places called, we just called them hole in the walls. Basically, it's a hole in the wall. You go and you just pop your head in there and then you say, I want this. So that's kind of how it feels. It's got that European feel. The food is fantastic.
Yeah, they make everything fresh every day. So the salad, the hummus, like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to order ahead, you can call them. And that's the other thing is that you can order online, eatafkdundee.com, and you can go ahead and just like order online and just swing by and pick it up. Because it's like we got Concert in the Park coming up this Friday.
Yeah. So is that that's this like Friday?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Ringo Starr.
God, Ringo Starr's going to be here?
Yes.
Okay.
My sister's like, we're going to walk down. I was like, you know what? Call me when it's like The Cure. Like when you finally get like a band, like Ringo Starr, nothing against Ringo Starr, but that's not the person that's going to get me to sit in heat.
Is that,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's Mayor Stothard, ex-mayor that decided that act, right? It just seems like through the years,
it would have been subtle. Or no,
it would have been Stothard, that long ago that he decided Ringo Starr. No, it was subtle. It was Stothard.
Yeah, I always get the S's confused.
Okay, because I've noticed the audience, the music choices are older and older.
That's their
Does that make sense?
Audience. Yes. I mean, the one I was excited about.
So it's old people in the park then is what it is.
Kind of. I mean, the one that I was excited about a couple years ago was REO Speedwagon. My mom's
that would be fun.
Are you kidding me? I was like, this is so fun. And she's like, I didn't realize how many songs they have.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there are certain bands that you go to and you're like, wow, I forgot you guys had like all these hits, you know?
Yeah.
So that's happening. So anyway, if you want to swing by Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, pick yourself up a little Concert in the Park picnic. That's something you can do as well. I mean, it's so stinking good.
We're big picnic people here on the show.
I like picnics.
I have never had a picnic. I think maybe once. I can't say I'd never, but I'm sure I have. But let's not talk about that.
I miss the kids being little.
I don't want Wylene to go, hey, you want to go on a picnic now?
Oh my God. God forbid you do something romantic.
Oh, I'm 100% romantic 100% of the time, every time.
Every day.
I'm romance. Day. Oh, I hug her, give her a kiss, a good slap on the butt every day. Yeehaw.
I miss the kids being little. Yeah. We used to do picnics in the park all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like really cute. Yeah. My son couldn't really pronounce like W's. And okay. So he would be really, when he was little, he'd be like, let's go have a picnic under the leaping lily.
Well, that's
instead
awesome.
Of the weeping willow.
The leaping lily.
I'm like, oh, look at buddy. There's a leaping lily. He's like, please stop reminding me.
Yeah, please. All right. So, yeah, that's this weekend. All right. So you made it out. We talked about the other day that 28 weeks or years later, right?
Yes,
did you make
I did.
It finally?
I did.
Give me the prop. Give me the biz on that. What is the deal?
Is it good? Worth it? It's very much like the first one, 28 days later. It moves slow. I mean, there are moments of drama, but it's mostly like a kind of like story building. So it's a little bit of a sleeper. The narrative is kind of, you know, and they're so building it up for this sequel, the 28 years later, Bone Temple or whatever it is. I mean,
wait, there's another sequel to this
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Oh, and so this isn't the over end. Okay. All right.
No.
Cool.
So there's like going to be a spinoff. And you can tell, like, at the end of this movie, they set up the spinoff. And you're like, okay, here it is.
Okay.
But the cast is amazing. I mean, it's so and the cinematography is great. It's just, it's a little, like, I don't think you're going to like it. Like, I think you're going to think it's boring.
Why? Because it's long and stuff? Or I don't mind long movies. It's just not any action quick enough?
There's just not a lot. Like, it's not a lot of action. It's just sort of like a lot of, like, you know, building
things. Did you like it then? I mean, you say I don't like
not
it.
Not especially. Like, I didn't. It was like, I'm glad I saw it. I'm glad I went, but it wasn't my favorite. I mean, I liked the music. The music was really good. I found this, like, new band because of it. Danny Boyle's the director. He always does a good job with music. He's good with soundtracks.
Well,
so,
I have a dumb question for you then. If you were a zombie, what body part do you think would taste best on your on the person that you're going to eat? What would you go for? I mean, you're a zombie. You're not thinking about it. Would you go for the neck? Would you grab an ear?
Probably like a thigh.
Okay. Ooh, a thigh. That just made me cringe. I can feel you gnawing on my thigh. Yeah. I'm just curious. It's meaty.
They have these things in this movie. So they've, you know, it's been 28 years. So they've evolved. So they've got these alphas. There's so much gross nudity.
Is there really? Okay.
Oh my God. Because all these zombies, I mean, like all the rage virus people are naked. So there's like all sorts of boobs and
like
schlongs.
Zombie boobs? Like zombie boobs?
Like zombie boobs.
Gross.
But there's this thing called the alpha where they're like they've evolved and they're like a bigger.
So it's like
rage.
The Will Smith one movie where that
kind
one
of,
was
yeah,
the
like
alpha.
Okay. Smart. But this guy is naked and he has like.
Is he packing?
He has like an arm.
He has a baby arm? Come on, zombie. No. Don't do zombies like that.
No. And he's like, like, you're like, oh my God. And it's on a big screen. Like, it's just, it's a lot. Like,
wait, are you saying that just to be. I don't even know what to say. Are you saying he's packing a load down below and they're showing zombie wieners? That's
yes.
Way
and it's
weird.
Huge.
Okay.
And he's running, so it's like flopping.
So it's flopping like, it's around. Just, it's like,
I'm like, you're gonna have bruises on your thigh.
Well, no wonder he's the alpha.
Oh my God, seriously, like you're like,
I mean, come on.
Okay. I'm like, are we just gonna not say anything about the fact that this guy is packing such heat? Like,
I can't take Wylene now.
No,
I can't take Wylene now because we like, don't watch stuff like that. For some reason, we don't like watching nudity or lovemaking scenes. We just don't. I don't know. The room gets quiet. That we just don't do that.
This is the thing about it.
Yeah,
it's not good nude. I mean, this guy is a zombie.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like sexy nude or something like that. It's this terrible monster who's like, I'm coming for you. And you're like, oh God. cover that up.
Maybe that's how he distracts his victims. They do like you just did. You raise your hand. Oh, God, don't show me that. Don't show me that.
It's like, I'm coming for you. Like, yeah, you are. God,
Could you imagine being a victim of that? I mean, you're getting taken and you know what's happening and you realize that he has a giant dong just... Come on.
This is the thing.
Why?
So this is like a real actor, right? So like he's credited afterwards. And then, you know, I went on IMDb afterwards because there were a couple characters where I was like, who is that actor? And then they have like in the list, it says like Alpha. And I was like, oh my God, this is like a real guy.
Did you look him up?
No. I mean, I was terrified. Like I was like, that has to be a prosthetic. Like,
well, why would you?
I am not.
Well, the thing is this, Molly, I don't know. All right. So if I was going to write a script, I don't know if I would write in zombie has to have giant dong. So I'm wondering if why would you do that unless the guy just already has one? Because maybe he's the only guy, you know, a lot of guys aren't going to be running around with their wiener dangling. You know,
that is real.
You're in love.
No, I'm terrified.
You're terrified.
It was
that's a whole new porn, man.
That was like off-putting.
Yeah,
like if you were in a situation and somebody's like ta-da, you'd be like to don't
no. Please don't. All right, so that's the Alpha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there are these different, so they have they're like these, they call them slow lows, and they're just like these big fat globby things, and they crawl along the ground and they eat worms and stuff like that, and they And then there are like the fast ones that have always been fast. And then there are every once in a while an alpha. And it takes a lot to bring an alpha down. Like you could shoot one arrow and kill an infected, but it takes like 12 arrows to kill an alpha. They're okay. Really, really like very strong. And built.
Now, there's several alphas then, right?
Yeah, there's one called Samson.
So are they all packing or is it just that one particular one you were talking about?
Well, this one was the only one that you get like... a
get
moment with like yeah oh, like the other okay. ones are like up on the hill and you'll see this big looming deal and you're like okay, so there's this guy, his name is Samson, they gave him a name and he
name Samson.
Yes,
Samson, you know, Sam, that's the name of like a like someone who would take down, you know, a gladiator or a giant. So
exactly,
so
that's why they named him that. I mean, he's huge. He's gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of him.
There's a whole lot of levels. Funny.
Yeah, no, it was terrifying. It was.
All right. So I'm going to have to see it alone. 28 years later alone. God.
You're like, Wyleen, that's a prosthetic. Nobody has something like that.
She'll be like, I know this. It's like, how do you know it? I want proof.
You're like, I know that's not... my reality.
No, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be running down the street naked and doing thigh bruise at the knee. I'm being honest. No, that's my reality.
Terrifying. I worry.
About
I mean,
what?
Like that he's alone.
What?
That he's alone. I mean, who, like who looks, I mean, it is very intimidating.
Okay. Well, generally they are. You know, when they're that big, I don't even know what I'm
You're like, I'm intimidated.
Out.
So,
you know, that meme where Homer Simpson backs into the bushes. That's me
you
right
do.
Now.
And now you're like, I don't want to have this conversation.
I want to be that guy. So,
woo,
all right.
I love that the majority of my movie review has been about that one thing and that one character.
Well, maybe that's what more movies need to have is things like that. You know, a little product placement of some sort. So more people do talk about it like we'd have for the last 10 minutes. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, but
I don't know.
All right. So we have a A-list alert. Do we have a ditty? Because I have a new ditty intro. So can you hit that, Pat, for me? But it's D1 ditty intro. Then you can roll into your ditty.
What?
You ever seen a superstar soaker filled with baby oil?
Is that what you use AI for?
No.
You're burning a hole in the ozone.
Good. We got to use it for something fun. But yeah, there you go. There's the intro. So what's the latest? I know they're rapping or they rap?
Yeah. So prosecution's wrapping up on Tuesday and then the defense gets rolling Wednesday. The big thing right now is that they're trying to, I mean, the defense is trying to discredit Cassie and saying,
and that's
like,
the
they're bringing
ex-girlfriend,
up,
right?
Okay. Yeah, that's the one that brought the charges initially. And so they're trying to share text messages where she was like on board for stuff. And, you know, and I guess at one point he sent her like he wanted to go to couples therapy and she said no. And I'm like, well, I mean, I can understand why you don't want to go to couples therapy with some predator. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, let's work on our relationship. It's like nothing that we need to work on. Can we talk about in front of a counselor?
I was just going to say that. How does that come about?
Like, you're like, she starts talking about the oil. I really wish you would do the dishes. I really wish that you would stop making me F male escorts. Like, let's tit for tat. He's like, you know, I just wish that you were a little more responsive. And she's like, well, it's difficult when I'm lubed up with baby oil.
Completely.
So the other big story this week is Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Finally getting married to Lauren Sanchez. They're having an extravaganza in Venice, Italy. Like 200 guests. The estimate is that they're spending about $50,000 per guest.
Okay. I know the thing is a few days long.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of parties. Before. They've got a pajama party. They've got a Great Gatsby party.
Would you see the first party that he did?
Yeah, the foam party.
Is it a foam party? What is a bunch of old people doing foam parties for? It's like, come on.
Dude, you're rich. Who cares? You're like, foam,
doing
whatever.
Foam party. So, yeah, he's practically rented out the whole place. I saw they just moved to a couple more places that that are bigger, have more privacy and harder for other people to get into. What a nutty deal.
The whole thing is, I can understand security. You're going to have some of the wealthiest and most famous people in the world all in one location.
Do you know what this wedding's going to cost him? Is it like,
that's what they were saying. It's like $50,000 per guest. They're talking about like at least $100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be a cheap, they're not going cheap. The big thing is another little tidbit is Orlando Bloom is coming solo. There's rumblings that he and Katy Perry have split. That there's trouble in paradise. He's coming by himself.
That. Okay, huh? But they have kids.
They've got one daughter, Daisy. Remember, she took Daisy.
I learned all about her on that flight up to space. Well, that sucks. Maybe you finally saw her dancing and was like, ick.
He went and saw her concert. He's like, I can't unsee that. I can't.
That's not a fun one. Okay.
So this is the wedding's happening. I just wanted to remind everybody that when he proposed, it was a 30-carat engagement ring. I mean, my God, I think it has to come with its own like child to help carry your hand. I mean, seriously, that's like an ice skating rink.
Wow. That's kind of a bombshell.
You always
She's had an
rub
awful
your,
year.
Like, it's so funny. Do you like the way that feels? You're always rubbing your like little soul patch or whatever. What do you call that thing?
I don't know. Whiskers.
Yeah, but
a
I mean,
chin,
like, what
chin
is it?
Thing? Just a
is
chin,
it a
goatee
chin strap?
Thing. No, I don't have anything on the side. Just a goatee right here. Sorry, if you're not watching. You're listening. Going, I want to go home. Go back to the big dong. They're talking about chin straps now. All right, so best news of the day.
Yes.
I hear the Olympics, they're adding a couple new categories in 2028. It's called fancy diving. Can you hit V3 for me, Pat? This is amazing.
I would watch.
Yes, this is cat diving.
For forever.
These cats are diving.
This one's a backflip. Look at that splash. Look at everybody going crazy for him.
Yeah. You gotta check this out on Herbet One YouTube. Look at that. 10. That's a 10.
Oh, look at the Maine Coon. Murray.
I think he approves 100%.
I think he would be terrified. My husband sent me that, yeah. And I was like, he's like, hey, thinking of you.
I laughed. I laughed so hard. Well, then I found out that the next event's coming out, V4, and again, 2028 Olympics. Look at this. Those dogs.
Dogs. This is more realistic. Listen to you, because,
dog.
Well, because they jump like higher. Yeah. Cats don't.
Oh my God. Oh. Dogs. This one's awesome. Look at this. Whoop, 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 whoop. Dive 10. I need to get alive.
Get alive, would you?
Alive, would you? Yeah, they're not really adding those, but if you want to watch those, just go to the Herdette One YouTube channel. All right, here we go. Season 4 of The Bear is out.
No.
It is out on Hulu. Yeah.
It is?
It is out. Yes, it is. That kind of snuck up.
That did sneak up.
Yeah, it's out Tuesday.
Season 3 was heavy.
Yeah.
That was like, you were like watching this, and you're like, oh my God. I just want to see people yelling in a kitchen. I didn't realize I had to go on this emotional journey with everyone.
I'm with you. I know. I hate it when shows do that. But yeah, that's out. And then there's another show that's on Netflix that we'll talk more about it on Friday. I think it comes out today, actually. And it's called Poop Cruise.
What?
Yeah. It's called Poop Cruise. And it's traumatizing everybody. And basically what happened was a cruise ship got stranded out. It was a big one. And then everything stopped working. So they couldn't flush.
Is this a documentary?
Yes, it's like a documentary that really happened. Believe me, I'm watching the thing going.
I was
going
to say,
I will never go on a cruise. I will never go on a cruise. I don't like, I keep saying that to Wylan because we've been thinking about it, you know, because we've never done it. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty much the only one that I know that have talked about it going on. Everyone else seems to like it, whatever. But it seems like with the videos and everything that I see on these cruises, like there's a billion people at the pool. It's shoulder to shoulder and everyone's just packed in like sardines everywhere. Is that the way it is?
No. I mean, I think it depends on the cruise you go on. I think if you go on one of those ones where it's literally a floating city, I mean, you know, they keep making them bigger and bigger and they're like, this can hold 150 million people. You're like, yeah, then it's going to be. But the cruise that we went on, it wasn't like shoulder to shoulder people.
Okay.
I mean, but it all depends also. Like, I think you and Wylene would really like it. I really do. Yeah, because it's basically a resort, a floating resort. So everything's there, everything's included, all that kind of stuff. And then you go to sleep each night and they chug along in the ocean. And then you wake up the next day and you're in a new location and you get to go out and adventure for a day and then come back to the boat and have dinner. And then they set sail again. I mean, so every day is like a new adventure and you're in a new spot.
Okay. Yeah. So this is called, it's called Trainwreck Poop Cruise. This happened back in 2013. No, I mean, I think everybody should watch these things just in case you get stuck in a situation and you know how to handle it.
How would you handle it? There's nothing you could do different.
They had to poop in red, like these red toxic bags.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I mean, like, so that helicopter's dropping off stuff, you know, because there's that many people. And then the water started overflowing. And now they show picture, a video of like ankle deep.
I don't need to watch this. Like I don't need to watch it. Like I'm sure that was traumatizing, but I don't need that.
Just watch a movie about zombies and giant dongs. I mean,
right. And that was already like, that required a full mental reset. I had to go home to my children after seeing that. I was like, I got Burger King and mom needs just to process what she just saw. How was the movie, Mom? I don't want to talk about it.
Did they watch those? Did they want to go? I mean, they didn't watch those yet, do they?
No, my son watched 28 Weeks Later with me. He doesn't like gore, though.
Okay.
I keep trying to push him. I'm like, don't you want to watch the Aliens movie with me? And he will not watch it. Like, he's like, no. And I keep trying to tell him, I'm like, you'll love all the ships. Because he loves, like, ships, spaceships, all that kind of stuff. Boats, all that. He's always loved them. And so I keep telling him, I'm like, there's some really cool spaceships and there are Marines in space because he likes the military.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to sell it on his stuff. And he's like, yeah. And then there's aliens that lay eggs in your body and come breaking out through your chest. No, mom. Full stop. No. I'm like,
nice try. Nice try.
I almost had you.
All right. So my good news of the day turned into a poop story. So what do you got? Anything fun?
Well, this is the new report is Microsoft has come up with a name. It's called the Infinite Day. And apparently it's this new trend that has happened since COVID. So new report, 16% spike in meetings after 8 o'clock.
But
there's
night?
No such thing. Yeah, that there's like no such thing as a 9-to-5 job. Like everybody is sucked in no matter what. Like you can't put down your phone and walk away. People are calling you. People are texting you. People are emailing you. They say 50 messages sent after work hours per average employee. 50. Like you're really? Done for the day. Yeah. Like you're done.
I don't know if that's fair. I mean, is it? I guess it depends on your job, right? Because
I see with
my
husband.
I wouldn't be happy. I mean, so did they send you emails like that? See, Wylene.
Absolutely.
Wylene, one, does never bring home. She never brings work home, ever. Ever.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, she leaves it there, but she does get messages. But I guess I don't ever see her checking messages because I'll see messages, you know, popping, lighting up on her phone in the middle of the night. Her phone lights up. Maybe those are the messages from some dude.
You up?
You up?
I'm your alpha.
See home. Hey, check her phone.
Yeah, hey. Seriously. No, so they were saying that flexibility means that people's days are endless.
Okay, yeah.
So like you know, you have this thing like, oh, I work from home and everything. And they're like, no, this is a trap.
Okay.
Like you get to the point where the pandemic blurred these boundaries of like, I go to work. And then when the work day's done, I go home. And now because we all have kind of morphed into this, your office is your house, is your wherever you are, you know, that work remotely, like, oh, I could be on vacation, like I could be at the beach. Well, the problem with that is that employers are now like, excellent. And
sure.
They're hitting you. But I thought what was crazy to me is when they said that on average, 50 messages sent after work hours per employee. It made me think of my husband. He really does have a job where stuff just happens.
Yeah.
You know, like we've been having dinner before and something blows up at work and he has to step aside and he's got to go take the call. Or
I think COVID started all this, right? COVID had to have started it for the most part. And it just hasn't
been down
yet.
But I just love that Microsoft has coined this term infinite workday. That's what they're calling it. That it's just like, it's like whatever. But I just wanted to throw that out there because I'm curious, like if people really do feel, I mean, our jobs are different because it is all the time, but it's also not all the time. You know what I mean? Like we're always kind of reading the news or coming up with, you know, like talking to one another, touching base, but it's not like this high pressure situation.
Thank God. Wylene thinks I could make it in the, I wouldn't like it in the real world work world.
You would hate it.
I would hate it. She knows it. I mean, come on. I've been doing broadcasting or whatever for years upon years. So
she's
it's
like,
a little different.
Never...
Like, I love what we're doing now.
Yes.
Because if I hated it in radio towards the end, just the whole corporate aspect of it, this, what we're doing now, the podcast, we don't have to deal with that. So
no.
Yeah, I would hate it if... Yeah, I would just hate... She's right.
Well, I mean, I just can't imagine you being like, got to get that TPS report out. I'd be like, oh, my God. You'd be the guy that never left the break room.
I would be VP in years. I'd be the top of the ladder, climbing on up. If you're allowed to sleep your way to the top still.
HR would have you flagged. Within 48 hours of you starting
the job. I'm married to an HR.
You're sending memes. They're like, sir.
Stop with the memes.
This isn't radio. You can't send these. You're like, I always sent these memes to Molly. She didn't say anything. You're like, yeah, well,
She loved them.
Uh-huh.
All right. So every Friday we do a Fun Factory. By the way, people, take back what you're doing. Don't feel like you're going to get fired because you're answering and you're working, because I'll be honest with you, not very often if you're working till 8 and 10 o'clock like that, yeah. And later, is that going to matter on a level of promotion and stuff like that? There is a point where I think sometimes you get taken advantage of.
Yeah, no. I think so. Yeah, no, I mean, I do it all the time.
Yeah, you constantly do. Taking advantage of Molly. Anyway, Friday. Hey, Friday's coming up in a couple of days. We do a Fun Factory, all right? And so if you haven't checked it out, you can check it out on Herdette One YouTube channel, all right? We're right there amongst all the other podcasters as well. It's a great lineup, but Herdette One is. But this is a new segment I'm adding right here. This is called Cringe But Committed. Okay, Pat, if you can hit V2 Tartar for me, please. Cringe but committed.
36-year-old Misty drowns everything she eats in tartar sauce. Every meal, every day.
Nothing is off limits. No. I will eat it with anything and everything.
Big rig driving Misty goes through a bottle of tartar sauce daily.
It arouses me. Mm-hmm. It's pure ecstasy.
How do you find this stuff? Mm.
In just tartar sauce alone, Misty consumes a mind-boggling 14,000 calories a week.
Pops on your tongue and the excitement, I love it. It just gives food a whole new life.
Just
people anyway, gotta watch this.
She please consumes stop an astounding please, Pat, 40 please. Gallons of tartar sauce.
Eating tartar sauce is almost like having an orgasm.
Ooh. How is that possible?
Good Lord.
Oh,
and that
God.
Was cringe, but committed.
Oh, she is committed. She needs to be committed. That's a lot of tartar sauce. That's disgusting. That can't
she was
be
eating
real.
An, a hostess
that
cupcake.
Yeah,
a hostess
that, I mean,
cupcake and everything else. I found
I mean,
it
at
because,
one point she was eating a dish. It looked like ice cream, but it had tartar sauce. Like, oh my God, no.
Absolutely disgusting.
No.
Let's get out of here. Live show. Don't forget, people, if you mm-hmm. want to be a part of it, you got to go to it. That's pretty much it. We're doing a live podcast at the Herdette Sports Bar and Grill in La Vista. It's Saturday
tartar
night.
Tartar sauce included.
Tartar sauce included. Lots of tartar sauce.
So much tartar sauce you got.
July 12th. Store doors open up at 6:30. You can get your tickets through Eventbrite, but you can also just hit us up a BPS Crasher at Gmail. We can send you the link there. You can hit us up on our socials, Big Party Show on Facebook and Instagram as well. And Molly, several ways of getting it. And also they'll be at the door. And I wouldn't suggest waiting for the door. You can try it, but if it sells out, it sells out. That's all I want to say. So, yeah, that's all you got to do. It's fun. And basically we're just going to be this podcast right here. We're going to be doing it live right in front of you guys.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited about it. And what else is going to be live is us together. Friday yeah. will be us live on together in one room. So I get to actually, like, I don't know, hit you if one of these Friday Freak Factories is still.
Yeah.
Could be real slapping happening.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind as you get your Fun Factory together.
Yep, that's it. All right. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a good couple of days and do yourself good.